Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
No one knows when a human first dropped a bit of meat in a fire, perhaps by accident, and found that it tasted better cooked than raw. But we can be sure that over the last 2 million years, the process of cooking was time-consuming, arduous, repetitive, boring, and difficult. But no more. The kitchens of today are wonderlands that free the cook to do more in less time and with less effort. Kitchens that even allow food to stay fresher longer and to taste better when served. This week, we take a look at the new smart kitchen. We here at Berkshire Style hope you're staying safe and happy. We've some suggestions for you. Smash Up, a modern day Ethan Frome, virtual. Holly Benjamin's debut adult novel, The Smash Up, inspired by Edith Wharton's novella, Ethan Frome, explores a strange marriage in a small town. The book offers an intimate, moving portrait of a family in distress, a vivid examination of our national rancor, and a powerful exploration of how the things we fail to notice can shatter a family, a community, and a nation. Benjamin will speak with celebrated author Amy Bloom about her inspiration, her process, and her newfound perspectives. The Heirloom Garden, back with the old. This too is virtual. Enjoy this lecture and Q&A session with author Ellen Acker Ogden about her book, The New Heirloom Garden. Join the delicious revolution by learning all about heirloom vegetables, forgotten fruits, fragrant flowers, and seed saving. Ogden will share her 6 steps to successful kitchen garden design based on productivity and beauty with designs and photographs from her book. Jazz and the Civil Rights Movement, audio advocacy. This too is virtual. Jazz has been an instrument of expression during some of the most difficult periods in American history and is considered an important pathway to a greater appreciation of music. Through lecture and musical performance, musician Galan Abdur-Razzaq will chronicle the impact of jazz from the turn of the century to the present day, highlighting various artists, their music, their influence on the jazz evolution, and their personal struggles. You'll learn how jazz supported advocacy for the civil rights movement, whose concerts proceeds financed major events like the Freedom Rides and the 1963 March on Washington. Paige Dickey on gardening, Uprooted. This is also virtual. Enjoy an afternoon with garden designer Paige Dickey, who will discuss her new book, Uprooted. The book documents her move to Falls Village, Connecticut, as she establishes a new garden. An endearing story about transitions and the joy that new horizons can bring. Signed copies of the book are available through the Hunt Library. Uncovering Wrongful Convictions, Justice This Time. In this compelling talk, James Acker, author and professor emeritus at SUNY University at Albany, will discuss several aspects of wrongful convictions. He will explore the leading causes of these miscarriages of justice using illustrative case studies and suggest reforms designed to guard against their recurrence. The talk will be followed by a question and answer session where you can pose difficult questions. Check out our website for contact information. You can access this week on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Our events page is now live and up to date, so do check it out. At Home on the Lake, we welcome Use Builders to our pages, a fine builder located in Litchfield. They recently transformed the late 20th century lakeside home to make it reflect the elegance expected by modern dwellers. We have the story and lots of pictures. Our favorite thing, Stung by Love. Beekeeping with Dan Carr of Beavertide's Farm at the David Hunt Library. Beginning with the anatomy and social structure of honeybees, He explains the basics of starting and managing a backyard beehive. Carr and his wife Marlene, who was stung by love when she took a course on beekeeping presented by her future husband, now raise sheep, goats, and millions of honeybees on their farm. Out on a limb, Lincoln's legacy. February is a month with few redeeming merits. Only two spring to mind. First, it's short. Second, it's the birth month of my favorite historical personage, Abraham Lincoln. Catherine writes about the man and the power he has in the now, in the political climate today. Berkshire Kitchen. This season has been wonderful for those who enjoy outdoor winter activities, skiing, snowboarding, cross-country skiing, or sledding. The frequent snowfalls and abundant sunshine have inspired us to spend time outside. It's equally wonderful to head back inside for a steaming cup of cocoa or a warm meal. And the very best one might be cheese fondue. Country homes. In Bridgewater, the Warner House Estate is set on a picturesque ridge on over 31 acres. The historically significant circa 1820 Center Hall Clabbered Colonial is comprised of 10 bedrooms, multiple living rooms, reception rooms, breezeways, two outdoor terraces, 9 fireplaces, a chef's kitchen, tack room, and a dramatic candle-lit dining room. The pool house has combined living dining room with fireplace, kitchen, 2 changing rooms, and 2 large bedrooms. Inner elegance. It's breathtaking to think that there is little about our lives today that feels the same as it did this time last year, which incidentally feels like a lifetime ago. To continue the analogy, it's as if the storm has blown us far off the life course we had imagined, and now we have to navigate uncharted waters with no idea what's in store. All we can be sure of is that we've left the apparent safety of what was, and the old world constructs only exist in our collective memory. Behind the page, stuff and more stuff. I'm moving and must prepare to put my apartment on the market. Chore 1, to remove all photographs, clean all tabletops, bookcases, and counters. In short, a total sweep. My musings on far too much stuff. A poem from Rumi. Although this poet and scholar lived 8 centuries ago, his work might have been written yesterday. In his poem, The Guest House, he urges us to welcome whatever enters our life, think COVID-19, to learn and to grow. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone, waiting for your visit. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. As you stay home, shelter in place with Berkshire Style. Stay safe and warm, have an amazing week, and enjoy the continuing winter season.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.